Though the new athletic facilities will bear the name of the airline, the money is dedicated to helping out with other aspects of UIA's athletic department. $1 million of the deal will go towards creating a new scholarship endowment for UIA student athletes. UIA Athletic Director Steve Cobb says there are about 200 student athletes at UIA, over 75% of whom receive at least partial scholarship support. Once the endowment is fully funded, it will yield approximately $40,000 in new scholarship money annually. Alaskans will have the top priority.
The way our averages are now, and most of our athletes are on partials, that would be seven additional athletes we would be able to give our average amount of aid to.
Currently, the average amount of aid the athletic department awards is a little less than a half scholarship. The remaining $5.3 million is slated to assist with travel costs for the 13 athletic programs at UIA. According to UIA Vice Chancellor Megan Olson, those costs are as much as three times higher than schools in the lower 48.
The travel itself is such a big part of the athletics program budget. The partnership that Alaska Airlines is providing in their sponsorship helps to relieve that burden. All of our athletes have to travel extraordinary distances in order to compete.
The new arena is scheduled to open in the fall of 2014, and Steve Cobb doesn't just expect it to give a boost to the athletic department, but to the community as a whole.
Very soon, everybody's going to come to the Alaska Airlines Center for one reason or another, whether it's a graduation, a lecture, a concert, a game, or some other event. I think in this about probably 2 years, you'll be hard-pressed to find anybody in the state that hasn't visited that building.
Cobb also says the new facilities will allow for some growth of the programs, which might even mean the addition of men's and women's soccer teams in the future.
The big decision here, anytime you add because of the tremendous cost of each program, but we also have an obligation to meet the needs of the state. And so that's the first thing you look at, are there unmet needs of the state? And the fact is we are exporting talented student athletes that like to play the sport of soccer, and they don't have a chance to stay here.
The new deal will officially start on July 1st of this year and includes an option to renew it for an additional 5 years. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.